LEADER programme is one of Europe's most successful regeneration programmes, if you like. It started in the 90s as a pilot, and it's now part of mainstream government policy, if you like, in delivering rural development over about 27 European countries. It is an acronym. It's a French acronym. It's Liaison Entre Actions de Développement de l'Économie Rurale, which essentially means links between actions for the development of the rural economy.
So you're offering grants of between £2,000 and £150,000. So just give us sort of examples of the type of business that could benefit from that, and what they could use that money for.
The LEADER funding is aimed at micro and small businesses, which is absolutely perfect for the LEADER area, obviously, because a lot of our businesses are micro and small businesses. It's aimed at agriculture, forestry. We will also support new entrepreneurs starting up a business as well. It is essentially a capital grant, so we will help with buildings, we will help with machinery, and we will help with, say, mobile sheep handling equipment. We also have a nationally issued handbook that gives all of the details around the LEADER programme, and if it's mentioned in that handbook, we will fund that too. So essentially, it's any business within the Yorkshire Dales LEADER area that we can support.
And a really good example of a business enterprise you've supported already is the Courtyards Dairy Centre near Settle. And, anyone who's been there, it's a lot of good stuff's happening there.
Yeah, that was an absolutely fabulous one for us. It's one of the first ones that went through. I can't wait to go and see it. I know several of the local action group, our decision-making body, have already been to see it. And it's an absolutely fabulous, from all accounts, wet weather attraction. And it adds so much more value to what people can do within the area. We've also, you might have heard of the Swale Trail that's up in Reith and Keld. It's a 20-kilometre cycling and walking route, multi-user. We've also part-funded that as well. So that's, again, promoting the area and adding things that people can do here, as well as adding a little bit more into the economy and giving them more chances to spend money when they do come here.
So just finally then, anyone who thinks they could benefit from one of these grants, what's the easiest way for them to find out more and apply?
The easiest way is to go onto the website, yorkshiredalesleader.co.uk. All of the information around all of the grant programmes we've got up are on there. And there's an expression of interest. The process for applying is incredibly simple. I'm there to help. If there's any questions, all they have to do is give me a ring. But the expression of interest is incredibly simple.